Here with me, I have Jeff Broyne with Poet. And Jeff, I'd like to ask you, in light of the election that, thank goodness, is now done and over with, we have a president-elect Obama. And I think a lot of people heard a lot about his policies as it relates to, and support for ethanol, for that matter. How do you feel about that election and what that might mean for the industry as we go forward?
Well, President-elect Obama obviously is from Illinois. We know that he is well-versed in the benefits of ethanol, the economic benefits, the environmental benefits, and the energy security benefits. So President-elect Obama is going to be, I think, very, very strong for ethanol. We had one of his top advisors on energy at our grand opening in Ohio just 2 weeks ago, and she stated that he would like to see the RFS increase to 60 billion gallons. That is a great thing for farmers. It's a great thing for agriculture. It's a great thing for ethanol. And so we're looking forward to a great future with the new president-elect.
Well, and we hear so many in kind of called the mainstream media that almost make it sound like the ethanol industry is dead and that it's not going anywhere. How would you react to that sentiment that we do see out like that?
Well, one of the challenges we have today is the regulatory cap. Today we're limited to 10% of the fuel supply, and we're bumping up against that as we speak. And while we're not quite there yet, we're feeling the effects of that and have actually for several months. Today, what we really need is access to more market. Today we're oversupplied in ethanol. Price is very depressed compared to gasoline, has been for literally a year. And we need access to more markets. So you're going to see us talking a lot about higher blends in the base gasoline, and we're working with the autos and with many others that are interested in pushing that forward.
So from the standpoint of the industry coming together to help promote or accomplish those, are we going to continue to see organizations formed that will help move us towards increasing that cap, like you said?
You know, we actually are just in the process of working with many other ethanol producers and several ag companies to create a new organization that's going to drive that agenda forward. That you'll hear more about that shortly, because we are concerned the industry has not done a good enough job of positioning ourselves for the times we're in today, and we want to improve that going forward.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff. We look forward to being a part of reporting on that as it continues to grow, and certainly we support it and hope this country will continue to move away from its dependence on foreign oil. Here at the Poet Project Liberty Field Day, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.